Welcome to the Conversation Changers podcast. It's been a while, but we're happy to be back. I'm Adele, and I'm filling in for our usual announcer. We're presenting this episode to help give a voice to our friend Laura, who has expressed a desire to have these words heard. You've heard Laura in earlier episodes discussing other people's stories and asking someone else questions. Today, you'll hear from Laura herself. Laura is currently co-facilitating a Getting Ahead program along with the support of the Company of Conversation Changers, an organization in which she is a founding member. Laura volunteers much of her time here on the podcast, but is paid for her work co-facilitating the Getting Ahead program, which aims to educate people about class issues and bring people together across class lines. As a poverty expert, Laura first participated in a Getting Ahead program almost 2 years ago. She's since undergone facilitating training to become certified to teach the material, and she helped write the manual she's using to guide her through the whole process. She is supported by the network of people she met there and the people who bring you this podcast. You're about to hear Laura describe her experience attending a church service over Zoom and the feelings this experience elicited within her. The other members of this podcast were also on this Zoom call. Laura asked them to describe what the experience was like for them in order to provide a variety of perspectives for this episode. So, after hearing Laura's story, we'll hear from Todd and then from LA. Afterwards, we'll hear a few more words from Laura, who wanted to clarify a few points in her story. We should warn our listeners that this episode deals with two controversial topics, recovered memories and childhood abuse.
Here's Laura's story.
Thanks, Todd. I've been thinking about this story since we went to church on Zoom in August, and it's really taken me to places I was really unaware existed inside myself. My memories of church are that when I began to... I should preface this by stating that my father was a pedophile, and I did not have any memory of being his victim until after his death in my early 40s. And my mother's manner of dealing with this was to inflict verbal cruelty on me when we spent time alone, which was rare because I have three siblings. So in my early teens, I began to act out and indulged in some shoplifting with my little friends and was caught, of course. And as my punishment in a form of moral correction, which is just so painfully ironic, I had to go to church with my mother for the choir season. She sang in the choir, and so, you know, fall, winter, spring was her season. And so every Sunday, I would get in the car with my mom, and she would spend the 10 minutes or so between our house and the church verbally abusing me in ways that were extremely cruel. And then I had to sit through my public shaming at church because, you know, she and I at least knew why I was there, because I evidently needed to be corrected. And then again on the way home, some more conversation from my mother, if you can call it that. And all of this was subtracted from my memory by what I can only call the biggest blessing there is, in the same way that my memories of my father's abuse of me were subtracted from my memory. I just had no current consciousness of them. And remembering my father's sexual abuse was, it opened the door to my healing. A 20-year cocaine addiction just basically disappeared. I began to make many positive forward motions in my life and really learn how to understand myself. And a lot of things that I had done in my past were very easily explained once I started to understand the trauma that I had undergone. And the business of recovering memory is quite mysterious and very magical as far as I'm concerned. I'm so grateful that I did not have to be consciously remembering those incidents of sexual abuse or verbal cruelty by my mother. when I still had to live with them, because I think my head would have exploded. Anyway, going to church on Zoom was, I had it on my calendar with the word church, and underneath in brackets, "Arr." So I already was feeling a bit conflicted about it, but it was something that I genuinely wanted to do. During the service, LA and I were supportively texting back and forth. Well, I don't know about LA, but I felt supported by the texting. And when there were hymns being sung or listened to, because it was a Zoom call, I just was overwhelmed by rage. And I hadn't really felt anything that negative and strong in a long time. So, and I was not in a really good place at the end of August when this all occurred. I was already feeling the strain of my mental illness and in need of some time off and hadn't clearly perceived that yet. I took the whole month of September off. During that time, spoke a lot about this with my wonderful therapist, Shelley, who is yet another blessing of the universe. And this is how recovering memory works. You find spaces that are significant and use the surrounding events to perhaps deduce logically what took place during the missing spaces. So knowing that my mother enjoyed verbally abusing me when we were alone in the kitchen at home, and understanding that my memories of going to church with her were as fragmentary as memories of time spent with my father, I spoke with Shelley about this and asked if it would be logical and helpful in terms of moving me forward towards more healing if we just assumed that this was what had happened while I was traveling to and from church with my mother. And she agreed. She's a very calm and sensible person, so I knew I wasn't off on a tangent and spending my energy trying to heal something that had not occurred. But from this new understanding of myself, I have found there's light in my heart and space in my soul for a lot more compassion for myself. And I want to say for my cousins that I messaged to on Messenger, "You ladies know who you are. I wear Phyllis's ring. I wear it always for all of us who survived. I'm really glad I went to church, because I never would have got to this point of healing without that spur. And I went to church because I was so very grateful for the fact that Greenwood funds this thing that has become so huge and helpful in my life. It took me a long time to work out this story, but I'm really glad I worked through it. And I hope that you can feel some of my joy and my healing. Now, here's a story from my friend Todd.
My experience with the church has been almost non-existent. When I was a child, my family had their beliefs, but we never practiced them formally. But any time I have been in a church setting, it has made me feel a little bit settled. In our Zoom call with Greenwood United, the congregation was so welcoming and warm that I felt very comfortable. We had a plan to talk about what we believed was abundant in our lives at that moment. For me, the abundance for that moment was talking to the congregation. I want to thank them for allowing me to talk about what I needed to say. And now a story from LA.
Thank you, Todd, and thank you, Laura, for this inspirational podcast topic. I went to church today. Well, not today, but a week or so ago. I went to express the importance of a bridging team and articulate the improved quality of my life since I joined this awesome group. Completely, totally easy, if not for the backdrop of a church. I am and forever will be a recovering Catholic. Not until I was 20 did I know a life outside of Catholicism even existed. At 20, I found myself skipping through daisies and madly in love. My mind altered by love chemicals. I could see such beauty in the world. New colors, new smells, everything in my life was so much better. Well, except for the fact that I had better drink this in now, because at the time of my reckoning, I would be descending into hell. You see, my love, the future mother of my children, muse to my creativity, my push to be a better human, happened to be have the same anatomy as myself. So in that moment, I decided that hell would be worth it. All of those love chemicals pushed me to do something I had been programmed my whole life by my church not to do. I became a gay lady. Well, it wasn't that fast or smooth. My Catholic parents disowned me. In the name of God, of course. My sisters heard from many experts that I had been lying to them all these years. I honestly don't believe this to be true, because I didn't even know I even had the choice to be gay, because I had never seen a gay person or people being gay. Just mostly gay jokes and how terrible gay men are. That was my gay experience as a 20-year-old. Maybe as I unpack this as an adult, I will better grasp how my child brain made sense of such a homophobic environment. But I digress. I find myself on this August 16th, Sunday morning, agreeing to be back in church. Not exactly back in church. We are on a Zoom call, as you heard Laura express earlier. But all of the elements are here. Candles, hymns, prayers, and all of that Jesus talk. The whole kit and caboodle. But it's weird here. Something is different. This church is affirming. Apparently, this church welcomes gays and doesn't tell them that gays are not welcome in the kingdom of heaven. I don't even remember any mention of hell in the service at all. This church was different. In the opening ceremony, the church community discussed an LGBTQ organization their church is involved with. I share my story. I begin, of course, with my fears about being there, and all of the Christers are ready to hear from this gay. The congregation is just fabulous. I actually get 3 private messages as I'm speaking, expressing support, and that my previous understanding of church is not how this church community rolls at all. Their words are not judgmental of the Catholic Church. They are welcoming and kind. It is a little bit like a warm hug, a feeling I used to associate with church, but had removed from my repertoire because I knew I wasn't welcome. At this Greenwood United Church, they seem willing to hug anyone. This, to me, was a Jesus thing. So, as Laura and Todd previously expressed, we went to church that day. I went to church that day. A very different church, where I would be seen if I chose to enter. For this opportunity, I'd like to thank the people of the community in the Greenwood United Church, and of course, for their ongoing support of our bridging teams.
It's been a week since we were up here recording in the choir loft, and I've had time to reflect on a couple of bits of my story. I wanted to clarify, when I speak about recovered memory, it's more about redacted memory, because I personally have only recovered enough memory to point me in the right direction. The spaces that are still blank are the ones that I use my logic and intelligence to fill. My brain, I face daily challenges. I have Asperger's, depression, and PTSD, so my brain works in a very unusual way, and I just wanted to say that I am not by any means an authority on how to deal with spaces in memory. That is just the way it works for me. And I also wanted to say that since I told my story, I have been experiencing something that I did not know existed, which is this immense, shining sense of peace. And I have that because I told my story. So thank you for listening.
So, Laura, do you have a quote for us today?
I do. It's from Jack Kornfield. It's one I read more than once a day when I was moving through the process that you just heard me talk about. Jack Kornfield says, "If grief or anger arises, let there be grief or anger. This is the Buddha in all forms. Sun Buddha, Moon Buddha, Happy Buddha, Sad Buddha. It is the universe offering all things to awaken and open our heart."
Thanks, Laura, and thanks for listening.
This podcast was brought to you by the generous support of the Ontario Trillium Foundation, the people of Greenwood and the United Church of Canada, the City of Peterborough, the Mount Community Centre, and many individual sponsors, people like you who want to change the conversation. Our team for this podcast includes Laura, Greg, Todd, LA, and Adele. Thank you for listening, and we can be found at bridgespeterborough.ca.